Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave, alongside Joseph, Trisha, and the great, the wonderful, the most amazing, who's probably tired from moving, is Eric behind the screen. How about that introduction?
That was pretty fantastic.
That was a good one, right? I should have said the great musician, singer, radio personality, and this is Betty Boop from the 1940s.
Actually, it's not. I'm curious. Eric, do you know who is singing the theme song for Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Pee-wee himself.
E.G. Daly?
No. E.G. Daly is on the show, but this is actually Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
It was a secret for a long time.
Oh, how interesting is that?
Yes.
Wow, what happened to your thing there?
Yeah, I know. That's my mic, not my thing.
Yeah, but it sort of went down.
Pee-wee's Playhouse!
Ah, I never knew that. Oh, that's like Pee-wee. You know, I haven't seen him for a while.
Dave, Pee-wee's Playhouse opening the show because today is Breakthrough Entertainment's Pee-wee special in honor of yesterday's release on Netflix of Pee-wee's Big Holiday. I've got my review coming up in just a few moments, but Dave, I'm curious.
Wow.
Have you heard about these new corduroy pillows?
No.
No? What do you mean? They're making headlines.
They are?
Headlines.
It's
obviously a Pee-wee Playhouse.
It's more like face lines, but that's okay.
I don't get it. All I know about is cars.
Corduroy has lines.
Oh, is that why?
Printed on your face when you're sleeping.
Yeah, but what about autos? Let's
now, talk autos about need to be in line, in alignment.
Not
and
inline
be,
skating.
No. But they need to be in alignment and ready for the road.
Performance.
And, yep.
That's
and we
right.
Know
and that's
who does that.
Alexander's All Care Automotive. Make sure you visit him at 3310 East Thomas Road. Alexander, we talk about him all the time. Integrity, trust. I mean, he's just a good guy. Tell him I said hi. Good friend of mine.
I can say hi, too.
Well, you could say hi, or you could be hi. 602-956-3781. No, she won't get hi. 602-956-3781.
Not even at the top of a large, tall building.
A who?
Actually, yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
I love heights. I love going to the top of the World Trade Center back in the day. I love that.
I missed that.
Yeah.
You were there, too?
And then, of course,
sounds like
the Sears Tower is what it used to be called, but in Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago.
Yeah,
yeah. We had
that's
that
got
band
a nice
on.
Big.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
It is.
And have you been to the new World Trade Center?
World. WTC 1. I have been to the site. I have not been to the top of it or anything.
I base jumped from it.
You did?
No.
Free base.
I would never do that.
But actually,
come on,
do you
this is Eric? Come
but
on.
You know what? I will tell you what really, really.
I don't do that anymore, Dave.
Touched my
or
heart
any less.
was to see the show about the high wire guy who went
Walenda.
Between the two. Yeah. That went between the two World Trade Centers. The Walk. That movie, just to see those vistas and that view, it just took me back to before everything happened on 9/11. And
that was a Walenda, right?
Yeah. I think it was. I think that's his last name.
Who?
Walenda. The guy who walked
it. And Eric, you do know Donald Trump is about to speak in about 2 hours in Fountain Hills.
But he's about to speak. He's actually speaking right now down the road.
Is he?
Yeah.
And one other thing. Let's see if you know this real quick because we got a packed show.
Yeah.
Fountain Hills does not have a police department. And guess who they contract with?
Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that where Arpaio lives?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Sheriff Joe will be introducing Donald. And he will be policing the event. There's already hundreds of protesters.
I hope he has his tank out.
I just hope, you know, it's peaceful. That's really what I hope for.
Trump rally peaceful?
Well, yeah.
At least one person gets knocked out at every rally.
Yeah. Well, let's hope for the best. That's my theory. And then he'll be in Tucson later. Big primary Tuesday.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, what? You don't follow this?
I said I know.
He said he knows. It's all right. Dave is going to be having his ears checked.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Yeah, he didn't. He said, Wasn't there another Pee-wee movie out some years ago or something?
Yeah,
yes, Dave. This is actually this is the third one.
Was, yeah.
Is it a documentary?
Yeah. There was Pee-wee's Playhouse on the TV. Then
there was the Pee-wee Herman show on HBO.
Oh, right? And then it was Pee-wee's Playhouse, and those were the TV. And then he did Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
And he was also in Buffy, the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And Big
that.
Top Pee-wee, and then Pee-wee on Broadway.
And he was in Cheech and Chong movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and he is.
I had no idea.
He actually played the Penguin's father in Batman Returns, and he's reprising that role on Gotham starting next week.
Oh wow! Wow. So he's making a comeback.
Oh, and he was also in Blacklist with James Spader.
And one of our other guests was also on Blacklist.
The one that didn't show twice?
Clifton Collins Jr. No, not that one. Clifton Collins Jr., who's on today's show.
So awesome.
How old is Pee-wee?
You mean Paul Herman? Paul Rubens.
Paul Rubens. Why did I say? I'm looking at something else and I my mouth. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's
connects to my eyes.
Paul Rubens, I don't know how old he is, but he should have wrinkles. Yet in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, he does not. So.
He's 63.
He looks
63.
So
okay.
Born in 52.
He looks so young
he
all the time.
He looks exactly like he did.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, and I don't know if it's a
age.
Really good makeup yeah. artist, or but you know him in person, right?
Yes, so. I do. And I'll mention that that story in just one moment. But thank you very much, Dave, for saying this is a packed show. This is an amazing show. I don't think we've ever had so many guests packed into to three hours.
Really?
So it's just going to be an amazing show.
Counting three guests.
No, we've got a lot more as well.
Yes.
We have four just in the last hour.
In the last hour, and then we've got some others that aren't written there and stuff like that. But I do want to mention the word of the day. We've got to get Conky out of here. Conky, okay.
Is it hot there?
A little bit. It could just be me.
I'll turn it down.
Today's secret word is root beer barrels. You all know what to do. For the rest of the day, or at least the show, when anyone says the secret word, scream real loud, okay?
Okay.
So let's try it. Root beer barrels. Dave, you didn't do it there.
I didn't know what it meant.
Okay. Well,
he just gave you the instructions.
Yeah. And we won't say it again because we don't want to upset our listeners. That's the delayed reaction.
Yeah. Either premature.
You don't have to know what it means. You just scream.
Exactly.
So next time we hear that word.
Root beer barrels?
I know it's not. Okay, but let's not overdo it.
I love it.
Okay.
So this is a good idea.
It's not mine. It's Paul Rubens.
I'm giving you credit.
But I did get to meet Paul Rubens when I was a kid. You know, as I said on the show before, my family owned Jackass Acres out in New River. And
you can't say Jack on the radio.
Jack, I know.
Eric, you scream like a girl.
Yeah. Did you have like a gas station there?
It was a gas station.
Did you sell root beer wheels?
Root beer barrels.
Oh. Ah! Okay. Right. But we had a lot of people that came out to the celebrities and stuff. One time I think it was who came in? It was Martin Sheen came in and I said, "Aren't you Michael Douglas?"
He
was not happy at all.
No, that's
so
bad.
But
that was before you were a film critic.
Before I was a film critic. I was dancing and singing out front and everything like that. But you were really making a
name for yourself as
I was trying to be a Magic Mike.
No, like you're dancing, singing, screaming, and
yes.
What was the name of the gas station?
Jackass Acres.
Thank you. That's what you were doing.
Shut up!
Okay. Good. All right, so there we go.
So, but I was behind the counter one day, and I was a kid, and then all of a sudden this guy comes up, and he says, "You know, I'm on your wall over there." And I said, because we had pictures all over the wall, and I said, "What are you talking about?" And he brings me over, and I said, "No, that's Pee-wee." And he says, "Yeah, that's me." And I said, "No, that's Pee-wee," and he brings out his.
Did he have longer hair?
Not really, just a little bit longer hair. And he brings out his ID, his driver's license, and he says, "See?" And says, "Paul Rubens." I'm like, "Yeah, no, that's Pee-wee." I said, "I don't know who you are." So
that was him.
A little bit misunderstanding there, but really great guy. I've been pen pals with him. I get a birthday card from him every year and a Christmas card from him every year.
He remembers the time at Jackass Acres?
Yes, he does. And I have pictures with him. I meant to bring some in. I got to interview him several times. And I even have one of those one of the Pee-wee dolls that you pull the string on the back. And he probably does one of those things like wow. But he signed that and everything like that. And so your pal Pee Wee Herman, and he always signs Pee Wee Herman. He doesn't go. And you see, even in the movies, it says Pee Wee as himself. So it doesn't say Paul Rubens, but it's you know.
So he's really Pee Wee.
But that's his nickname, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Right.
Oh.
Yes. So. I want to say that, yes, Pee Wee's Big Holiday came out yesterday on Netflix, and I've been looking forward to it for a long time, of course. Pee Wee's Big Adventure, Big Top Pee Wee. Paul Rubens reprises his role as Pee Wee Herman, who this time meets a mysterious stranger played by Joe Manganiello, right?
Easy for you to say.
I know.
No, I don't think you say it that way.
Easy for me to say. Pee Wee in the movie says it like 15 different ways, and he says, no, Manganiello. And he says,
the guy from Chicago, right?
No.
The House of Cards.
Is he from House of Cards?
No. The movie.
No. Joe Manganiello. No. From Magic Mike, and also from True Blood.
Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, he's the young one, not the Joe other guy.
No, not him.
The
gangster, like, guy.
Yeah, he's cool, though.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. But Joe Manganiello, of course, he says, I'm an actor, because he's playing himself in the movie. Mm. And he says, you know me from True Blood. And he says, no, I don't know that. He says, haven't you ever heard of Magic Mike? And he says, well, you think so, but no. So Pee Wee, of course, lives in Fairville and doesn't get out much. So he Joe convinces him to go across country to New York to celebrate his birthday with him. And so he takes his first ever vacation. It's a road trip movie, kind of like the first movie. Where he's searching for his bicycle, right? Big Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And
Dave has no idea.
I know. He's looking completely out
I'm
of it right
now. I'm still trying to figure out what I said earlier.
I actually saw that in the theater when it first
you
came
did.
Out.
You did?
You did? Really?
And did you like it?
Yeah, I laughed. Yeah.
And you know what? You're going to laugh at the...
I love his laugh. I'm sorry.
Root nice. Beer See, wheels.
No, root what? Beer barrels. Oh.
Okay.
I keep getting that wrong, Eric.
Yeah. All right.
Barrels.
Oh, barrels.
All right. So the movie, I absolutely loved it. I'm giving it 4 stars.
Oh, wow.
It is a lot of fun. And it's, you know what? It's got the nostalgia factor to it. It is sweet. It's charming. I mean, this is a movie that adults and kids can enjoy. Of course, a lot of the stuff's going to go right over kids' heads. It's
probably for the best.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Some of it's a little risque, but you know what? It's always been that way. Pee-wee's always been that way. But this is an amazing movie. It is a lot of fun. It's really funny. You're going to laugh a lot. I mean, there's a scene. I love when movies or TV shows take time to to let a joke run. And there's a scene in the movie when he is at an Amish town and he's got a balloon all blown up. And they spend maybe several minutes with him just releasing that balloon, doing all these different sounds on the balloon.
Oh.
And on the outside of that, you think, wow, what a waste of time. But when you're watching it and he's playing Jingle Bells and making all the Pee-wee faces that he knows how to do so very well.
That's a good scene.
And all these Amish people are looking at him, and then he finishes and they're all clapping, and then they all want their own balloons so they can do this. That is comedy. This is an amazing movie. I've got to say, Dave, you've got to see Pee-wee's Big Holiday.
I'll have to check it out. It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
So I could see that.
I wish that I could see this on the big screen. I would go and see this on the big screen if I could. Unfortunately, I don't think there's anywhere in Arizona that you could see it on the big screen, because we were talking off the air about, you know, the whole theater owners conflict with Netflix and everything like that. But
wow.
That's okay, because he goes by Pee-wee.
Yes, I mean, you know what, and it plays perfectly well on
that
a,
again
on a
with your hand expression.
Pee-wee.
Yeah. Don't make fun of me.
I'm talking All about right. a, no. I'm talking oh. about a small screen is okay right. for somebody named Pee-wee.
Yeah, but that's a code, right, Eric? Small screen.
How about
yeah,
pretty
code.
Please?
Oh please!
Connecting Pee-wee. The dots.
Yes, it
la,
is.
La la la.
See, connecting you recognize his voice.
So let me. La, la, la. Oh yeah. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How much of your review is filtered through you really like?
Not at all. Even if I was a kid and I had no idea who Pee-wee was, I would still love this movie.
Okay.
Because it's just fun. I mean, it's funny. There's a story there, of course. It's about getting out there and taking risks and, you know, I think Joe tells Pee-wee, you've got to get out. And life is not about following all the rules and everything. It's about breaking rules and breaking hearts. And so he goes out there and he takes these risks. And he has fun. He meets all these people and he touches people's lives and
Did
everything.
Did he break hearts?
He did break hearts. He did. And I'm not going to reveal exactly how.
Wow.
But that's one of the more funny scenes that involves nine women. So...
So he holds the world record over Magic Johnson.
Right. Okay. But I will say,
I think that was six.
It's completely safe for kids to watch. It's safe for, you know, adults. It is the kind of movie that puts you in a really happy mood and it takes you back to your childhood. All the better if you were around in the 80s and you're familiar with the original movies and Pee-wee's Playhouse, you're going to be taken back with nostalgia. If you're just an adult, you know, you have no idea, you've never seen Pee-wee before. Dave, you're going to watch it and you're going to say, you know what, I'm a kid again because these jokes are ridiculous and I'm laughing. I mean, just like that corduroy joke I said earlier.
I didn't get it.
It's ridiculous, but it's funny. Headlines.
I didn't even get it. I didn't even get the joke I said that Eric said was pretty good.
Well, something that you did get, Dave, is...
I think your wife was the one who got that started.
Right.
Oh.
Dave, something that you might not understand, you not remember,
yeah.
is several years ago...
might not remember, okay.
That was a better way of putting it.
Yes. Something you might not remember is several years ago, when I first started on Breakthrough Entertainment, when it was called Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine...
Yeah, it's called the magazine.
One of our very first guests was artist Wayne White.
I do remember that.
Yes?
I absolutely remember that.
He's a production designer on Pee-wee's Playhouse. He did a lot of the different voices. He designed the puppets.
Yeah.
You know what? It's all seemingly coming back to me. Oh, yes. You know what? Let's go back a couple years. Oh, nice. All right. We're going to take a trip down memory lane. Breakthrough flashback. Here is Dave and my interview, and Greg, with artist Wayne White from Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Joining us in the conversation is Wayne White, an American artist, art director, illustrator, puppeteer, much, much more, and of course known, probably maybe best known for the hit television show Pee-wee's Playhouse. Wayne White, welcome to the show.
Well, I wanted to say this, Wayne, that, you know, you worked on Pee-wee's Playhouse. I met Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee-wee Herman, when I was just a youngster. My parents ran a service station up in New River, and this guy comes in and says that his name is Paul Rubens, and we didn't believe it. We had his picture on the wall, and I remained in contact with him. So, you know, this was really exciting for me because I was a fan of the show, remained pen pals with Paul Rubens ever since I was a kid. What was it like to work behind the scenes on that show?
Well, first of all, that was the greatest job I've ever had and will probably ever hope to have in commercial art or any venue. It was a huge milestone in my life. I was a struggling artist in New York City, and it just took me out of obscurity. I was facing the crowd, and suddenly I was working on one of the great cultural phenomena of the late 20th century. I mean, me and a small group of downtown New York artists helped change the face of television and made a lasting impact on comedy. And it just was, it was a magical time. It was my Camelot, you know, as an artist. I look back on it with nothing but fond memories. Paul Rubens is a genius. Pee-wee Herman is one of the great comic characters of all time, right up there with Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton. It was complete magic. It really was.
Well, and that's the same way I felt every time I tuned into the show, and especially when I met Paul Rubens. But so you worked on some of the puppets and some of the set, but you did the voice for Randy.
Yeah, that's me, Randy. That's cool, boys and girls.
I was going to ask you to do it, so I didn't even have to do it. That's awesome.
You don't have to ask. Just say Randy, and I'm off the races.
And who else?
I was also Dirty Dog. What do you say? Mr. Fink, Rain TV, and Magic says, put down, Pee-wee. And let's see, Roger the Vaughn. Hey, Pee-wee, I like Paschetti. So there you go.
Well, it brings back great memories.
It does. I'm a kid again.
With Big Top Pee-wee, you advanced the pig as well.
Yeah. Pee-wee.
Wow, from an artist to
that
like,
sort of sounds like Dave, actually.
Yeah, and I don't even
I can barely
try.
Do that advanced voice anymore. It really hurts. But I got to record that voice for a talking pig doll. One of the last pulse dolls. Recording inside. Getting to be a performer on the show was an extra added treat for me because I was hired as a designer and a puppet builder, and then Paul was so open-minded and freewheeling about creativity and artists that he let me be a performer also, you know, and it was, like I said, it was magic.
What is your advice for struggling artists who it's not always easy to balance commercial art with, you know, our own inner creativity?
Well, the one thing I always say when I'm asked for advice is, and it's very kind of plain, but it's perseverance. You got to have that first and foremost as an artist. Never, never, never give up. All that other stuff, talent, wit, charisma, genius, vision, that stuff will take care of itself. But perseverance is the number one trait you have to have. And that's the hardest thing to understand, I think, for a lot of artists, because they think art making is just a continual magic fun, and it's not. Lots and lots of hard work. It's the kind of hard work that most people would give up on. But the perseverance you got to have, and it all pays off in the end. But there's lots of hard work.
You know, and that's great advice, Wayne, for any industry too. I mean, I know perseverance very important. Let me ask you a question, Wayne. Is you know, of course, you're an artist, a director, illustrator, puppeteer, and a performer. Is there one thing you enjoy doing more than the other?
Jeez. You know, I can't say there is, because that's why I do all these different things. I reserve the right to make it up as I go along and switch over to anything that gives me happiness. And I think a lot of people would say, well, you're a dilettante, or you're a butterfly from flower to flower. But no, I see it as keeping everything fresh. I think it keeps everything fresh. It gives you fresh eyes to jump from painting.
So
puppetry to sculpture.
So maybe,
and I enjoy them all. I enjoy them all. I can't really pick out of one thing. I do. I will say that the one thing they all do spring from, though, is simple act of drawing, a pencil and a paper.
So that is fun for you.
Yeah, drawing is fun.
Yeah,
I would say that. Yeah, seeing a project through a formalized project like a TV show or a painting or a puppet show, that's hard work. But just playing in a sketchbook and letting your mind wander, that's always just pure fun.
Is it sort of like meditation where you're not?
It is.
Yeah, sort of like.
Yeah, it's a way of going into a trance and being in the moment. You know.
I totally understand. And how about when you play the banjo and harmonica? How does that make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel great. Well, most people run from the room, but it makes me feel fantastic. I love music. Music and visual arts are kissing cousins. They're very much related. Musicians and artists understand each other on an instinctive level. All musicians want to draw, and all artists want to play, you know, play an instrument. Music goes into the ear, much like a picture goes into the eye, you know. And I love to play the banjo in my studio just for my own enjoyment. It helps me think, and the rhythms, I relate to the rhythm of painting and drawing a lot.
Well, you know, I'm going to read a little quote here from the press release that I've got. Whether he's parading a 20-foot-tall puppet through the Tennessee hillside, romping around the Hollywood Hills dressed as his LBJ puppet suit, relaxing in his studio, picking his banjo, you are the epitome of the word creative. Where does your inspiration come from? Where do you get these ideas?
You know, who knows. Who knows? I'm just looking to have a good time. I mean, to be honest with you, that's what I do. That's what we all are. We're all looking for our pleasure in life, you know. That, my pleasure is to make pictures and play music and form puppets. And I just follow my pleasure. And following your happiness is your first idea. When you're open to the world, when you're living in the moment, that's where that's happened. I've been lucky enough to make, you know, to keep that alive. We're all children. You know? I mean, we're all just grown up kids, and I've been able to manage that somehow.
And it sounds like what you're saying is follow your passion, and that's other good advice to give to others.
That's true, but to follow your passion is not all like fun and games. There's huge responsibilities involved, like I said. There's discipline and perseverance stuff. So I'm glad the movie gets across a joyous message, but the other side of the coin is that there's tons of hard work to do to make all that magic happen.
But a rewarding in the end, for sure, because you've touched the lives of so many. We really admire you, Wayne White.
Hey, thank you very much.
Wayne, it's been a pleasure and honor having you call in today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, Wayne White.
Yeah, excellent. Wayne White. I recognized myself back then. Yeah,
you guys were really good before I joined the crowd.
Very youthful voices, I think. I didn't. And that was one of our very first interviews as a team. And
I think
that was a long time
ago.
2012.
Was it?
Yep.
What year is it now?
You're right.
It's 4 years later, Dave.
I knew
it's 2016. Yeah, that was 2012, and the movie was Beauty is Embarrassing. And yes, we're gonna take a break and think. Let's listen to a little bit from Pee Wee's Big Holiday's New York, New York. This is Paul Rubens. I'm sorry, Pee Wee Herman. Singing New York, New York from Pee-wee's Big Holiday. Big musical number in the movie. Again, 4 stars for Pee-wee's Big Holiday. We've got E.G. Daly calling in a little bit later, and we also have on one of the stars of Pee-wee's Big Holiday, Daniel Liu. So much more to come here on Breakthrough Entertainment.
You are not kidding. This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live. 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Bridges, they feed the city.
Bumps and planes, tunnels and trains.
It's birthday party time.
Madison Square Garden. It isn't square and it isn't a garden.
Here you're right, it's misleading.